Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. I feel so alive, it's like my soul thrives in your light. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this program, The Teacher, we're going to be discussing a very important and critical concept of Islam. It's called tawakkul. Tawakkul, it is derived from the word wakalat, meaning taking for oneself a representative. Okay? And also translated as reliance. Reliance on who? Reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we say taking oneself a good representative usually possesses four characteristics. The first one is awareness. The second one is trustworthiness. The third one is strength. And then the fourth one is sympathy. Okay, so when we take Allah as somebody that we do tawakkul on, or we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that He is the one that we depend on. So real tawakkul, what does it mean? When we say tawakkul, reliance on Allah, right? What does it really mean? Well, truly and in its essence, it means that man, in the face of the difficulties of life, enmity and troubles of opponents, the tangles of existence, which hinder his journey towards his objectives, which is, you know, acquiring and seeking perfection, and in instances wherein he finds himself unable to untie the knots, like he's stuck, he hits a dead end. He takes Allah, this person going through these turbulences, he takes Allah as his support, but at the same time does not stop his own efforts. Okay, he continues to struggle, he continues to carry out his efforts, he continues to plan, he continues to work hard, but he looks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that support. Now, we said that during the time of turbulences, he looks towards Allah and relies on Allah while doing his duty and doing his wazifa. Now, what about when he's not going through turbulences? Is that when he becomes independent of Allah? No, brothers and sisters. In those instances too, where he possesses the strength to perform the work, he looks upon Allah as the fundamental influencing force. This is because in the eyes of a true monotheist, Allah is the source of all strength and power. We are not capable of doing anything on our own. We have to have reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's the one who's in control. He's the one who's in charge. So tawakkul in Islam is a very fundamental concept. Even prophets, you look at the lives of prophets, the verses in Quran and the traditions of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, you see that the prophets of Allah who were sent on this earth, the messengers who had been given special ranking and place in the eyes of Allah, even they were reliant on Allah, let alone other normal, plain, simple human beings like us. Okay? So, tawakkul becomes that foundation where we depend on Allah after doing our duty, after doing our wazifa and our responsibility. Okay, we're going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss about the reliance on Allah versus reliance on other than Allah, and also some of the benefits of reliance. Lastly, we will touch up on the tawakkul or reliance on Allah misinterpreted. So stay with us.
Once upon a time, Muslims built the greatest architecture. They contributed massively to mathematical and scientific advancements, not to mention literature and the arts. We were the movie makers. We were the dreamers of dreams. Where did we all go wrong? The Holy Quran states, "And whoever adopts unbelief instead of faith, he indeed has lost the right direction of the way." And that is what it all comes down to. Faith. Belief. But what is faith? Why do we need to believe? King Qin Huang, the first emperor of China, believed that he could build the Great Wall of China. So he built it. Napoleon Bonaparte believed that he could build the French Empire. So he conquered. And Mahatma Gandhi believed that he could liberate India from the British rule. So he liberated. You see, faith is that very thing which allows a human being to maximize his potential and actually do things. But alas, there are those who lose faith in their own God-given abilities to actually do things, and so they do nothing. An epidemic is sweeping the globe. Muslims everywhere just don't believe. Experts in the field are putting the root cause of the problem down to a lack of self-esteem. Scott Kiltman, our leading expert, reports.
They've forgotten about the great days of Islam that Jabir ibn Hayyan, student of the Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, is considered to be the father of modern chemistry. We invented science for Jabir's sake, invented the methods to grind glass into lenses that were later used in Europe to invent the telescope. We also had working medicine while Europeans still told people to swallow cattle dung for the plague and drink ground up frog bones for gout. In the 10th century, a Muslim described and treated smallpox and also used alcohol as an antiseptic. And in the 11th century, a Muslim diagnosed and treated meningitis, and a Muslim discovered the camera obscura. Muslims built the first observatory as a scientific institution in the 13th century, and a Muslim explained the cause of a rainbow. We'll talk about Leonardo da Vinci and the Wright brothers and their designs for flight machines, but would you believe years before either of them, a Muslim was the first inventor to attempt to fly in 810 AD.
And what's the situation now?
Now? I'll tell you what now. Muslims are more concerned with having the latest iPhone than inventing it. You've forgotten. You've absolutely forgotten. You're so busy fighting for scraps off Longshanks' table, you've forgotten your God-given right to something better.
And now here's Ghost Girl with the weather.
Rain.
The Quran tells us, "Oh, you who believe, believe." Muslims everywhere just aren't believing. And that doesn't mean that we're not doing hijab, because we are. We're praying salah, we're doing hajj, we're fasting, we're giving charity, but are we truly believing? Like with many things, there are levels of faith. There are the lower levels of faith, and then there are higher levels of faith.
I believe I can fly.
I have a dream.
I believe we can find the cure for cancer.
But even if we have faith in our own abilities to accomplish such things, we still need to have belief in a higher power that can guide and help us to accomplish them. So the question is, what's the highest thing someone can have faith in? The magnificent, the omnipotent, the all-powerful, the all-encompassing, the why, the originator, the sustainer, the creator, the unlimited. And to believe that he is, as the Quran states, closer to you than your jugular vein. A person who truly believes in Allah and knows how close he is to all of us will never, ever, ever, ever limit himself to what is less.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light above. Now all I want is to be with you. You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to The Teacher, and today we're discussing the concept of tawakkul in Islam and reliance on Allah in Islam. And we said that during the time of turbulences, as well as those times where we feel that we have the strength and power, we rely on Allah because we know that Allah is that source of all the powers. Okay, now there are people who don't want to rely on Allah and think and feel that they are self-sufficient. They can carry out their life operations and take care of their affairs of their own lives without relying on Allah. Brothers and sisters, remember that human beings are designed in such a way that there is a reliance. Always, if somebody is not reliant on Allah, believe me, trust me, do your tests, check. They're going to be reliant on somebody else. Okay? There is no concept of a human being existing without any reliance on anyone. It's just not possible. This is not how this world is designed. So we Muslims, the committed Muslims, we choose Allah over anyone and everyone. We rely on Allah only. Okay, so what are the benefits of this reliance that we talked about, that we rely on Allah, we depend on Allah? What are the real benefits? Well, the first one is the resilience in the face of troubles and difficulties of life. Look at, for instance, like Hezbollah. Hezbollah in Lebanon, they fought against Israel and they still are fighting against Israel and defending themselves, defending their dignity, defending their homeland, defending other innocent human beings. This illegitimate Zionist regime, it came into inception at the cost of the blood, the innocent blood of human beings who were living there already. Okay, now Hezbollah is, maybe you can say, not as strong as United States of America. And United States of America is directly supporting, directly funding, directly defending, directly providing political immunity to who? Israel. Even in United Nations, United States is that only major game player who side with Israel and change the entire equation. Now, how does Hezbollah fight back? Okay, they're not as strong maybe as America. They don't have those weaponry. They don't have those bombs. They don't have those drones. But see, this is where reliance comes into play. Hezbollah, they are reliant on Allah and hence are successful. Same thing with Islamic Republic of Iran. If you compare it with the enemies of Iran and the enemies of Islam, they're like big countries with lots of resources. For 38 years, how is it possible for a country of Iran's size to fight with these guys? To stand up for the rights of the oppressed across the globe, not only in Iran. That's where this started, but alhamdulillah, today the Islamic Republic, the only Islamic government on the face of the planet Earth today, they are defending the rights of all the Muslims. Let them be in Yemen, let them be in Bahrain, let them be in Syria, let them be in Pakistan. Right? How is it that a country which is singled out by the so-called international community today, resistant against these arrogant powers, America, UK, France, Israel, they all got together to fight Iran. How is that Islamic Republic, which is guided and leaded by the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Khamenei, how is it possible for it to stand in the face of these oppressors, these cold blood murderers? They're the ones, America is the one who used the atomic weapons against the people of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And even today, the child who is born in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they have discrepancies in their birth. So these ruthless killers, how is it that Iran has been able to fight back? It is because of that reliance on Allah, brothers and sisters. That's the only fundamental factor. Yes, there are other factors. You know, the Iranian nation, you know, those believers in the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and all, it's in its own place. But the primary thing that is consistent across the board is that reliance on Allah. Look at Yemen today. Houthis and Yemenis, the oppressed Yemenis, they are being bombarded by Saudis. How are they fighting back? Because of this reliance. Okay. So this is, you know, in a nutshell, what we wanted to explain in terms of reliance. And sometimes reliance is, or this tawakkul is misinterpreted to be relying on Allah without carrying out our responsibilities. We all know, brothers and sisters, that is not a proper approach. That is not tawakkul. Tawakkul in Islam is when you carry out your own responsibility and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we leave you in Allah's care and thank you for listening. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
شغل الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات